Buenos días, coño.
Yo, does anybody have a crazy secret in their family that they just found out?
My dad's been in entanglement since before I was born.
Yeah, but you know that.
Oh, yes. I do.
Because yo no me pensaba que eso se veía en novela, de que secreto así, de años, que nadie sabe. Like, like within families and shit.
¿Cuál tú encontraste este weekend?
I don't... Damn, should I...
Él mismo se metió en el...
I gotta say it now. I want to hear this shit.
It has nothing to do with me at all, but it's within the family. It's crazy. You know that... I'm going to say it in English because they don't know English.
Búscate un translator, por favor.
You know, in the art, like, when you're going to come here as somebody's kid, they have to do a DNA test, right?
Yes.
And their family.
You so are who, not the who, father.
So you guys understand.
Le pasó un Luis Valga a alguien.
So you guys understand. Yeah, you guys understand. Like, so now it's been 5 years and they can't come because it turned out that they're not par. But they have our last name. They have everything of ours. We raised, well, my family raised them and everything.
Wow.
And they went to the consulate.
Consulado.
Suelta la manguera.
It came that they couldn't. But here's the crazy part. They still don't know. Because they told the dad. They didn't tell them.
Oh, crap.
Ni es su papá ni van a viajar.
No sé lo que está diciendo ella. No sé qué información ella. But yeah, like, it's tough. And now everybody knows, obviously, except them.
Una vaina de lápiz con...
Yo,
well,
so,
honestly, I can relate to that because my dad has one kid that's still in the R, and his mom has two kids, but one of them supposedly is my dad's, but my whole family says that it's not my dad's kid.
Welcome
so
to my story.
So he's been trying to, like, get him over here, and he can't. And he's, like, 27.
Shit.
And then I believe it now because he's, like, he really can't come. And then they always give him, like, an excuse, but they don't say it straight up to him. They tell my dad.
That's crazy.
Like, loco, tú eres un cuerno, manito. Entiéndelo.
No, sí, no.
That's fucked up because my dad raised them and everything.
No, like, no, es que los aviones están dañados. Just tell them.
El COVID no deja que la gente viaje.
Los aviones están dañados. I want to ask you guys, do you have a story, Daddy?
Yes.
Go, before I ask the next question. Because I actually need you guys' advice. Necesito su consejo hoy, and it's something very personal to me. So I need el consejo de ustedes en un tema. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could be wrong, but... In my head, since it's me, I'm not wrong. But let's see what you guys say.
Okay.
Dale, dale, el tuyo.
A mí no me importa porque ya la familia lo sabe, you know. So, I can say it in Spanish. So, hace muchos años atrás, like, you know when you have that family member in the family that you know que cuando llegue a cierta edad, él se va a declarar.
Oh, like...
Yeah. So... I knew, like, since he was, like, a kid, like, yo, fulanito va a salir medio raro, you know?
So, más raro que
you know,
va a jugar del otro partido.
Like, you knew. So, pero, damn.
Se come
el
lo
tío
dulce.
Mío nunca quiso ver la cosa como eran. Like, you know, like, he never thought, you know? So, yo, until one day, like, my mom went to the house, you know? Like, my mom went to the house y mami estaba ahí muy sentada, whatever, talking to my little cousin, and he comes out of nowhere. He's like, no, porque mi novio, blah, 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 y papi, blah, blah, blah. And my mom is like, el qué? El qué? El qué? And yo, like, but I, like, we knew, like, everybody knew that he was, but eso se...
Pato, I get it. Quack, quack, quack.
Yo, we've been using that sound effect. Yeah, all that fucking music.
Yo, but it was funny because we knew. Like, even my grandmother was like...
Pero no se había confirmado.
No se había confirmado hasta que un día empezó. Pero todavía, they trying to have it, like, como escondido. Ya no, porque ya yo lo dije aquí, imagínate.
Ahora todo el mundo lo sabe.
Ya todo el mundo lo sabe. But it was funny because, yo, like, he was trying to hide it from my mom and everybody until my little cousin just came and told my mom, like, oh, que mi novio y papi no lo
quiere
hacer.
Tu novio.
No lo
and then he kept talking, like, he
kept talking
that.
About it, like, como que era normal. Como que era normal. Y el tío mío, de que con la cara seria, like, like, cállate tú, porque eso nadie lo sabe.
Nadie lo sabía.
Ya lo saben. But it was funny, like, you know, like, we knew, but nadie se atrevía a decir, like, yo,
my brother knew,
gay.
Like, girls when I was, like, 8 years old.
How he knew?
He, because I used to flirt with all his girlfriends.
Ah, pues tú una freca. Dice, ya tú sabes, Yula.
Pero, like, at first, like...
Yo, el día que yo tengo una mujer...
Ya tú sabes, Yula.
El día que yo tengo una mujer, nowhere near views.
Nah, you never know, though. Like, a views by Selemete, like, she might want both, yeah. So, yeah. You can't... Hey. You know, you never know lo que
ya yo pega. Sé porque ella dice que Víctor y ella tienen una novia.
Por eso yeah. Que yo no le peleo a Pío.
Exacto. Sí, you never, un día se emborrachan.
Muñeño.
Es verdad que los calladitos aquí son más peligrosos.
Y esa puya.
Y esa puya, Víctor.
Y esa puya. Yo creo que esa puya fue a la invitada special guest de hoy, Miss Chanel, Miss Sugar Baby. ¿Cómo que tú te llamas? suelta.
Estaba flotando el humo, ¿qué?
¿Cómo es que a ti te dicen? ¿Cómo es que tú te llamas? Like, what do you prefer to go by?
Sugar Chanel.
Uf.
Sugar Chanel.
Señores y señores, hoy en el programa tenemos a Sugar Chanel as a special guest. You know we try to bring you the best of the best. And Sugar Chanel has actually become a very good friend of mine. I mean, I don't know her last name, but you can say good friends. Because for the music video...
Perez? Yes.
Sugar Chanel Perez.
Aka Sugar Lips.
Sugar lips.
Todo lo que tenga que ver con azúcar.
Sugar lips. Like
Beans.
Like what kind of lip?
Oh.
Like your lips?
White sugar or like caramel sugar?
But like your lips, your boca lips or your, like your lips?
Sugar lips? No, porque los labios de ella
like who gave you the apodo
sugar lips? Que tiene sabor a caramelo.
Oh.
Ellos saben a caramelo, muñeca.
I think what Mayola is trying to say is that he trying to see the lips.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm trying to find out which lips, though. Like, the lips?
Well, they're both sweet.
Oh, hey. Jesus Christ.
They're both sweet.
Nah, you gotta
ella
see a doctor.
Ella come piña.
You gotta see a doctor. That's not good. Not supposed to be sweet.
That was the doctor that told me that.
Oh!
Epa.
Yo, you know that's one of my fantasies. Like, there's a porn. I was watching a porn, right? Where the girl goes to her OGDPCD, OG...
GYN doctor.
El abecedario ese.
BXOP.
Yeah, and then like she was getting checked and the doctor le metió lo dedo and then she's like, oh, doctor, I don't think we should do this. Entonces, entre el marido like to check because she was taking long. Entre el marido to check on her and then like the doctor, the OBGCDBD put a curtain and like he was hitting it from the back while the lady was talking to her husband.
Wow.
That's your fantasy, bro?
No, I'm saying that's a porn I saw.
Whoa.
Well, I would have to go to doctor school.
No, you want to be the. I thought you wanted to be the lead.
Qué malo corito son mi amigo.
Yo me asusté cuando él dijo eso. Yo me asusté.
Whatever. I thought he meant that he wanted to walk in.
Yeah,
I was fucking. Whatever. As long as I'm part of the dream. I just don't want to be left out.
Hi
guys. So this is episode 8 has been brought to you by none other than Candela Mama Juana. You know Candela Mama Juana has been holding us down since episode 1 and they're still here rocking solid. Shout out Alejandro. Yesterday le celebramos el cumpleaños a la hija mía, 3 years old, and I put everybody on to some Candela over there.
Oof.
No wonder that ya ain't replied to the group chat.
Nosotros te invitamos cuántas veces y tú
a mí no me invitaron y me conocen.
Just
saying.
Just putting it out there.
You know what I mean?
This was supposed to be some promo for Candela, guys.
I walked into that party. Everybody was walking sideways with that Candela.
Víctor estaba ya a las 2 de la tarde.
Yo llegué a cocinar, pues.
Víctor was blowing balloons at 2 o'clock.
Yo, Víctor was like, hey, la lasaña es la que está buena.
Yo.
This nigga. yo, el Víctor fue a probar el sazón de todo el mundo. Esta va, esta no va.
El pollo tiene un sazón.
Sí, Dani, bueno, que pensaba, yo nada más comí ensalada de papa. La lasaña y el pollo que está bueno.
El arroz con otañuga.
Now we went to pick up this nigga. He wanted the whole recipe to the fucking lasagna. He was talking
about the lasagna today. Yo, me and Views pulled up, right? And then we pulled away for a little bit. Y estábamos guiando, listening to some Tarigoya. And then he's like, loco, bájame la música ahí un ratito.
No, no.
He's like, bro, ¿quién fue que hizo la lasaña? I was like, still? I forgot we had lasagna. That was so, guys, that segment has been brought to you by Candela Mama Juana. You can find them at drinkcandela.com and at drinkcandela on Instagram. Thank you, Alejandro. Shout out to you guys.
Sí, ya está pasando. Fue Candela que le echan al pollo.
All right, so let me ask you guys this, right? It's going to get a little serious, but I need you guys' advice. Maybe I'm wrong. So some of you guys know, or maybe none of you guys know, that my dad has never been to the United States.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so he's from DR. So you guys ask, how were you born here?
Yeah.
So my mom vino preñada de mí de un mes de Santo Domingo.
Wow.
Like, she got pregnant, and then a month later, she got her visa, and then she came over here, right? Which was dangerous because she was already pregnant with me, so she couldn't go through the x-rays. Pero ya para no arriesgar to like, you know, that they'll take her away and then I have to, like, that they will deny her the visa and I will be born in DR. She didn't say anything, so
that
fuck.
That explains a lot.
Yo. Yo soy un hijo rayo equiao. I'm an x-ray baby. Oh, shit, I don't know. Maybe I'll grow a third dick later. So anyways, here's my situation, right? So my dad has never been in my life at all. Mm. I'm gonna be 28 next month, and he's never been in my life. It's just a fact. No, yo la mentalidad mía es más madura.
That's good. I like it.
Sí. So qué pasa? He has never been in my life. You know, like when I was younger, he would call like once every 6 months or something just to find out.
Oh, wow.
Or when a family member would come, él mandaba un dulce de whatever, de cajihuil that I never liked, but I didn't know how to tell him because that's the only thing that he was able to. Send me. All right. So when I turned 21, parece that that's when you get, or 18, that's when you, as a citizen of the United States, are able to start requesting people to come over here from DR, right? So around that time, he started hitting me up more often. Like, oh, mijo, tú sí estás grande, que cómo te va, que te, you know, ojalá y te convierta un profesional, que si yo quién, tú sabes que aquí tú tienes tu familia, cuando tú venga, estamos aquí. All right, whatever. So his calls were getting more frequent. But, like, since I was still a kid, I was like, oh, shit, like, he's trying to get more involved. When I turned, like, 22, 23, 24, I started seeing the real intentions, you know? Like, damn, this dude, like, it wasn't his fault. No fue culpa de él that my mom got her visa and she came here and he made his life over there. It's not fault. I understand that. He didn't choose to abandon me. It was just the way it was. But my man is like, he could have called, you know, more constantly and been a little bit more involved. And there's always people traveling back and forth, just a little bit more engaged, I guess the word is, would say, right? So I started, like, catching on to that. I'm like, yo, like, something's weird, right? Like, why now? And then, like, sometimes he will stop for a whole year and then go back, kind of, like, to remind me, like, wait, estoy aquí todavía. Like, hey, de lo mío, hijo mío. Hey, mi único hijo en Nueva York.
Yeah,
So like 25, 26, like he dead ass straight up told me, he's like, hijo mío, tú piensas dejarme aquí la vida entera. I'm like, ¿cómo así? But he wasn't the one that told me.
Sí.
He sent his daughter to tell me, like, yo, mira, nosotros estamos pasando un tiempo difícil aquí y nosotros pensamos que ya esta hora son horas de que tú nos pidas a nosotros. Like, you're the only family we have over there.
Yeah.
But then it started getting like abrasive, like como que era forzado, like I owe them something, like it started to get like that. Like he has 5 kids over there with a different woman, so they like he wouldn't say it to me direct. Like he would send my other brothers and sisters like to tell me like, yo, like yo me quiero hacer una doctora, o yo me voy viviendo en un apartamento en Manhattan.
Cotorra, me tengo bailarina.
Yeah, but I would always tell him like, yo, you know, either I'm in college, I have no job, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Or I just had a daughter. I have responsibilities over here. Mm-hmm. Or listen, I just paid my rent. I paid my car note. Mm-hmm. La situación aquí, no, like I told them straight up, like the situation here is not what you guys think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, la situación aquí no es lo que ustedes piensan. Aquí no todo el mundo vive en un apartamento en downtown. Like I live in the Bronx. Like, you know? All right. So, yeah, so it just got to that point where they just straight up started asking me, like, yo, when are you going to bring us over there? When are you going to bring us over there? You know, like, and then when I told them, like, yo, you know, like, you're not going to come over here and find it all chilling. Like, I'm the only person you have here. So, si ustedes vienen para acá, van a pasar más trabajo because I'm not going to be able to take you in. Like, I got my daughter to take care of. I got my own apartment. You're
own family.
Yeah, you're not staying with me. Like, I don't understand how to tell y'all. And then he's like, oh, no, nosotros vamos a trabajar. I'm like, yo, right now the situation, like, they're not giving people who know English jobs, and they're going to give you, like, you know? So I was having those conversations with him, and then, like, 2 weeks ago, his daughter hits me up, like, yo, like, you're so fucked up and so selfish that you see what we're going through over here, and you still haven't done an intent of, like, trying to bring us over there with you. Like, you know, like, if that dies, it's your fault.
Es una culpa tuya.
But that's not your fault, because she wasn't really involved. Y tu, no es que tú le debes algo tampoco, pero he got to understand, you already have family, and you have your own situation to take care of. Tú no puedes seis gente y que se muden contigo.
I can't have
pero
that,
ella puede ser doctor en Santo Domingo. ¿Cuál es la diferencia?
He's, él es militar. Like, he's a big shot military guy over in the air. So when the opportunity came, like, a decade ago for him to come over here, he said no, because he was a big ranking, like, he does, he's the Marine over there, like, the head of the Marine. So everything that has to do with water, like, is him. So he didn't feel like he had to come over here. But now that I guess he is going through it, I don't know the situation.
But
he's hitting me up,
why not take pero
con presión. That's the thing, that's like, he's doing it like I owe him something, which I feel like I don't. And every time they hit me up, like, oh, we don't have food, or oh, can you send money because my little sister's in the hospital. I'll send like $100, $200, $300, like, every time.
But you're at least helping
the reason I feel like, ya tú tienes, you have an image, so they know about it, obviously. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Yeah, that was another part that I missed. Like, after they saw that I was like,
you grew, in their eyes, they're like, yo, our brother y mi hijo es famoso.
Bro, so, when they saw the video of me and Pachuli, you know Pachuli is an icon over there, like, diablo, se hizo rico.
So they feel como que tú estás sentado, you planking on $1 million.
Yeah, and I try to explain to them.
You know, and they don't see that. Those are followers. Those is not money.
Maybe once again, maybe they feel like, because they see you in that stage, they feel like you really owe them something, right?
Yeah,
there. Like, they want a piece of success.
Make him.
Maybe.
But, no. Yo te voy a decir algo. Like, in my opinion, like, ¿cuántos años tiene tu hermana o tu hermano más menor?
The youngest is 17. It's 17, 20, 22, and 25.
Okay. Lo que yo te diría, like, in mi opinion, like, something that maybe, you know, I would consider de ayudar al más menor.
Honestly.
Para decirte, like, I would do that. Like, el más menor. And then el más menor que se preocupe de traer a los otros. That's what I would do. ¿Tú me entiendes? And not because you owe them something, but that would lead maybe to change their future, you know? Y más ese que es más menor, that he could go to college, he could become somebody. Pero ya es hombre viejo allá que han hecho su vida.
Pero también ahí comenzaría el problema. Porque van a comenzar a decir, ah, porque tú lo ayudas a él, pero no nos ayuda a nosotros.
He's the youngest one.
Se va a sentir como un favoritismo.
No, but he's
en la familia.
He's the youngest one.
I don't know if you caught that point that Nueva York said, que, oh, he's getting old, like, he's gonna die if you don't bring him over.
No, but
so it was like okay, like,
manipulation.
I get it, you know, he's old. You know, he's gonna pass here or over there. It doesn't matter. Now, si él es ya mayor de edad, ya un señor que casi no puede hacer mucho por él, what's gonna better him for coming over here?
No, but that's
what I'm saying. It's true what you said. Like, I'll help the menor or something, because it's mad selfish, not only from the father, because the father no tiene mala culpa por mandar sus hijos, pero los hijos for saying that. Like, you feel me? Like, yo,
I mean,
just because you don't bring your father is selfish, all of that, like, throwing it to your face, like, that's
manipulation.
Pero también tú tienes que entender that eso es manipulación de el papá. Not from them, because el papá que le pone la presión de, yo, tírenle, esto, lo otro, you know, it's not them, because si tú te pones a pensar, yo le puedo decir a Views, yo, Views, dile a Jula que te dé $100 para que tú me lo dé a mí. Yo la estoy manipulando a ella para que te quite algo a ti.
Viene de los dos. Porque el papá tiene, he got the fault, like, all the way.
No, of
course. Pero la misma vez los hijos, porque si el hijo tuviera la conciencia de que yo, está bien, la situación aquí está mal y allá también. And he already told them the situation that he's in. He got his daughter, he got his family. He cannot do much. You feel me? Más que ayudarle financially, maybe once in a while, mandarle para allá. Pero los hijos tienen un poco más la culpa también because no entienden. ¿Por qué tú te vas a dejar de llevar por tu papá? Instead of saying, you know what, tú tienes que comprender, pa, like, yo, it's
yo,
like,
yo te voy a decir, I have a little brother from my father, from my father's side, that 12. he passed away.
Right. Damn, girl.
He passed away, and my little brother was 9 months. Ahora, la mamá manipula a mi hermanito not to fuck with us. ¿De quién es la culpa? ¿De la mamá o de mi hermanito? And he's like 16. He knows any better now. He don't look for me. Y él vive aquí. You know, I have other brothers and sisters que yo lo conocí cuando mi papá falleció. They don't fuck with me. ¿De quién es la culpa? ¿De la mamá o de ellos? It was just the fact que tu papá y tu mamá te plantean algo en la cabeza. Don't do this. That's how you growing up. Tampoco es not like it's their fault. It's like lo que tu padre también te inculquen.
No, definitely.
So you gotta understand that. It's not their
Sometimes
fault.
Sometimes they feel like their parents trying to protect them.
Yes.
So no, they listen to their parents more than what
they're
listening
like,
to
Yeah, they're like, okay, after so many years, por algo es, so let me stay away. That's already embedded in your brain.
Yeah.
So stay away.
Sooner or later, everything comes out to light.
No, so I know.
Like right now, they be like, oh, está bien, my father. They think about him because he's always pressuring them.
And because he's always has been there. Que es lo que yo te quiero decir. For them. Not for John, pero for them. You know, so they're going to listen to him. He don't have to listen to him.
Right.
Because he didn't grow up with him.
It's not even about growing up, sino que, ¿qué te hizo él a ti? Que te
lo único que él le hizo fue que he's there por él.
Right.
So, you know, like, that's it. Pero I would just help the youngest one. Y tengo que ver también, because maybe cuando vea ni se lo merezca que lo ayuden, you know?
You know, to like, in order for him to petition like his siblings, it takes like 10 years. So,
if you live in DR, tú también puedes poner tu propia visa. And if you have family here, they could help you out. Un ejemplo.
Yeah,
they could go to a consulado and put in their papers and say, well, I'm working, I'm doing this. Y te pueden dar una visa de 3 meses, you can start working here. Y después,
sí.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Así fue so que yo vine.
So it's not only that they need him. If they really want to come here and better their life, they could actually start by themselves.
Yeah.
Because honestly, my mom, I used to tell my dad all the time, like, oh, bring my mom, because I didn't grow up with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom took care of me for 8 years, you know what I'm saying? So what did we do? My dad didn't want to do it, so me, my brother, my sister did it ourselves. Pero then it's like, you got to think about it. We left a sister out there that now she thinks, like, oh, we forgot about her. But it's not that we forgot about her. It's just that we don't have enough money to bring both of them, you know what I'm saying? So what we told her to do is, pon los papeles tuyos, and we will help you. So what is my sister doing? She's putting in her papers. She's telling them, oh, I'm working. I'm in college. I'm doing this. So when I get over there, I'm going to do the same
thing. She's meeting y'all halfway.
Yeah. So it's not like we got to do the whole job for her.
But imagine me in my situation. Like, am I going to be able to carry him plus his whole family?
No. You're not. And I don't blame you for that because at the end of the day, no es como que... Yo no estoy diciendo, like, oh, que él es malo tampoco. But, like, he did something wrong and he thinks, like, oh, que la vida es fácil. Like, he don't know how you felt because he wasn't there for you. And you had to learn mad shit that a dad is supposed to teach you from probably your uncle or somebody else.
From
you know
my uncle. My uncle raised me.
So, at the end of the day, él tiene que pensar, like, damn, did I ever apologize to him for not being
and
there?
And I feel like we're
Eso
just...
es mucha cosa que los padres no hacen. Escúchame, mi amor, que mira, yo te voy a decir algo de mí. Yo llegué aquí a los 17 años. Mi mamá me mandó a ver a mi abuelo. Vete a ver a tu abuelo, que sé yo cuánto. Yo quería irme para atrás, pero mi mamá me dijo a mí, no, quédate. So yo estoy aquí desde los 17, ahora que tengo 33. Mi mamá y mi hermano menor se mudaron conmigo hace 5 años. So yo pensaba, bueno, mi mamá más que nadie pensó que llegar aquí era, porque cada vez que ella venía era, I'm gonna take you shopping, whatever you want here and there. Pero cuando ella vino, que vio la realidad, como yo soy la más grande, yo soy la que cargo todo. ¿Tú me entiendes lo que te quiero decir? Entonces, eso es lo que están viendo en él. Tú eres el mayor, tú tienes que atender a mami, a papi, tú tienes que hacer esto, tú tienes que hacer lo otro, porque la familia te comienza a caer encima. Eso es lo que le están haciendo a él, porque a mí me han hecho lo mismo. Porque yo tengo un punto que yo digo, son 5 años, cada quien abra su sala, goodbye. But cuando yo digo eso, me ven, no, tú eres mala, tú tienes que estar con nosotros, tienes que estar conmigo to the end of the day. So, no.
Like what we did with my mom, we brought her here, and honestly, la mamá mía siempre ha sido trabajadora. Like, I went back to work, like, my 3 weeks after I got here, and I brought her, like, 2 days before my birthday last year. So I went to DR, I bought her el pasaje de ella, y la traje, boom. We took her to PA to stay with my sister. My brother le compró todo, la cama, de todo. My sister gave her a room. And my dad is helping out now. Like, he's paying rent. He's helping my sister pay rent. You know what I'm saying? So, después de eso, my mom started working, like, 2 weeks after she got here. Because she knows it's not easy. She told my sister, I'll help you with the baby so you could go to work. And I'll start working myself,
Pero tú sabes qué es lo que pasa.
Because she knows the reality.
En los ojos de ellos... Él siempre tiene muchos followers, se tira fotos con diferentes personas, sale para aquí, sale para allá. Ellos lo ven fácil. So, al ellos verlo fácil, dirán, oye, bro, ¿qué te pasa? Jálame a mí para yo estar quizá contigo o al nivel tuyo. ¿Tú me entiendes? Si ellos se quieren tirar. Esa vaina dice que yo quiero ser doctora. Mentira. ¿Qué tú quieres estudiar? Mentira.
It's funny you say that because when I started popping off, one of my brothers that lives over there, he started doing like, he tried to do like videos and shit too over there.
And didn't work.
And then he would hit me up like, yo, mira, yo estoy haciendo video también, apóyame. O si tú quieres, llévame para allá y hacemos video juntos.
Cotorra, la cotorra del tiempo, llévame.
Like, son muchas pullas raras. And it's like, yo, I'm going to say it again. I already, like, 27 years like of life I already have. Casi 28, el mes que viene.
Ya, tú hiciste tu
and
vida.
I have my family.
Sí.
My mom just lost her husband. And I told them all of this straight up. My mom just lost her husband. Sorry. So I have to support her now.
Claro.
I have 8 other younger brothers and sisters here that I was raised with and born with. And I know their struggles and I'm involved in their lives. I don't know. Am I wrong for not caring like that? Like,
no,
definitely
not.
Y ustedes me cosan, right? Ahora sí, yo
like,
voy
I
a
feel
hablar.
No type of, like, desire of bring.
No
like,
permita que tu conciencia te traicione.
I might come out wrong for this, pero como un hispano, hablando como un hispano, cuando uno ve a otra persona progresando, uno quiere quiere estar al nivel. Like, diablo, fulanito está haciendo bueno, deja ver, como yo tengo historia con él, let me see what's up.
Exacto.
Right? Ahora, como un hispano hablando, dominicano, mexicano, lo que sea, no importa la raíz. Si tú quieres algo en esta vida, yo sé que si tienes que robar, si tienes que hacer algo malo, si tienes que hacerlo por la buena, uno lo va a hacer.
Claro.
Porque yo lo he visto.
Sí.
I've gone to DR and I've gone to Mexico and I've seen it. Like, I've seen niggas not have food in their table y hacen lo posible pa tener esa comida, pa tener esa like the medicine or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, vuelvo y te lo repito, por la familia, y estoy hablando en general de allá, diciendo que you're wrong for not bringing them and echándote la culpa a ti. For me, eso es hipocresía.
Hipocresía,
¿no?
Sí, es verdad.
Sí.
Coño.
Coño,
Yula,
pero...
Yula, presidente. Yula, presidente.
Vamos.
Yula, presidente. Yula, presidente.
Yo voy a hacer la vice.
Yo.
Eso.
Lo único que también tuvo mal, que they didn't give you the opportunity to, like...
Explain yourself.
Not even go over there. And hang out with them and develop some feelings, maybe.
No, he's a stranger to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you never met him?
I met him when I was 5 and then when I was 13.
Pero ¿cuál es el beneficio que ellos esperan de su papá llegar aquí? Porque el papá no puede pedirlo porque van a durar 200 años.
No, he's retired, right? So that's when things got heavy of them hitting me up.
Yeah.
He retired from military and now he's on pension. But... like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're struggling. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they just want to be here to say they're in New York. I don't know. Or they see, like Daddy said, like, me en el medio y viéndome a mí, like, all over the place. And they think that I got it made. They think they're going to come to a mansion.
Yeah.
And I told them that's not the case.
I have a question. So, when you used to go to DR, ¿él te buscaba?
He would go, like, to visit, like, one day and then leave. But I would stay with my mom's side of the family. And he would go. Y me llevaba un dulcito.
Eso es lamentable. Eso es lo
but
malo.
Only twice,
con la
like when I was
Latina.
Five and when I was 13.
Eso es lo único malo. La gente habla mucho disparate de que, ay, la familia blanca. Y esto no quiero que suene como un racismo. Pero yo me he dado cuenta que la familia hispana y la persona, vamos a ponerlo, los blanquitos son diferentes. Porque lo hispano es todito quieren estar en la misma casa como sardina, todito uno encima del otro.
Thanks.
Tú eres mi hija, tú eres mi hermano, todito uno encima del otro. Entonces cuando ven que tú quieres progresar, te ponen el pie.
And hold you back.
Te ponen un grillete en el pie. Tú vas a progresar, pero tú sabes que tienes que venir para atrás porque me tienes que jalar también.
Yep.
Porque yo no sé progresar solo. Los blanquitos no, a los 18 años, hi darling, you gotta get the fuck out. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Bye bye Charlie.
Te fuiste y a tu vida en DC. Si te acuerdas de nosotros, yo me he dado cuenta que hay razas, tú sabes, que los padres le dan a los hijos aunque estén adultos.
Yep.
La raza de nosotros es que tenemos que dar a ti no matter what, como obligación. Tú como hijo, tú estás haciendo bien porque tú ayudas a tu papá si necesita algo, una medicina, un café, un chocolate, tú lo estás ayudando monetariamente. ¿Tú me entiendes? Pero porque tú no te lo quieras tirar encima ni cargarlo en tus piernas, no te estás haciendo una mala persona.
No.
Tú estás haciendo lo que tú tienes que hacer como un hijo.
And I don't feel like
y mucho
I'm
estás
wrong.
Haciendo tú porque él nunca ha estado ahí.
Facts.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like I'm doing wrong, but maybe it is wrong. So that's why I wanted to ask you guys.
Hey, la vice, la vicepresidente, la vice, la vicepresidente.
Tira, papi, la cosita.
Que le tira la puntica.
Yeah, so nah, I didn't feel like I was doing wrong. I felt like I was doing what I was, like I felt I had, like, you know.
Honestly, I don't
but
think
I wanted to ask you guys your opinion. Maybe I should bring them.
Empieza el show ya, empieza el show.
Listen, just tell them que busquen visa. A ver si le gusta esto aquí. Porque va bien y no le gusta esto aquí.
Nah, I'm going to go for daddy's route. Like, maybe help the youngest or maybe help the girl. Because, you know, cuando un hombre llega aquí, un chamaquito, it's easy to influence them to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Se tiran para la calle, comienzan a robar, then that's another worry I got to worry about.
Yeah.
Maybe con la hembra me va un poco más suave.
No, y si se pone a chapear, cuando viene a ver te mantiene también.
O quizás te puede ir peor.
No, hasta yo le manejo su cuenta. Hasta yo le manejo su cuenta de OnlyFans. Ya
que no, pero que quizás le puede ir peor con la hembra. Pero cuando tú vienes a ver, se encuentra aquí un chamaquito que le come el oído y te sale preñar en menos de 2 meses. Ahí te tienes que chupar la hermana, el carajito.
No,
que venga.
Él.
Lo que te estoy diciendo,
yo soy más tigre que yo dos. Mira, tú le empreñaste, me ayudaste. La empreñaste y me ayudaste. Llévatela para tu casa.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Y también, you know, you should just go to DR, develop some feelings maybe.
I'm too old and he's a stranger. Like, what I look like calling him papi? Like,
no, no, papi.
Yo,
papi,
let's go play
no,
catch. Like,
papi, no.
Enséñame a montar 70.
I'm not talking about.
Enséñame a pecar.
I'm not talking about your dad. I'm talking about your brothers and sisters. Just meet them, see what they're all about. Cuando viene a ver, you connect with one y tú dices, ok,
Es que ahí es que está el problema, papi. Él va a conectar con todito porque cuando lo vean, ¡ay, manito,
lo van
vamos
a buscar en
jipeta,
una caravana! ¡Mi hermano!
¡Ese es mi hermano! ¡Ay, cuidado que te parto! Yo de que se
él
vaya,
va a tener
mira,
seguridad
ya se
por
fue,
toda
ya,
la parte.
Oye, ya el drama se fue, nada más textéalo ahí para
tú
que no
puedes,
se
¡tú puedes, Naro!
¡Te queremos, Naro! ¡Te queremos!
Bueno, guys, if you guys have any opinions o si ustedes están en una situación similar, Lalo, ¿tiene alguna opinión para mí o para alguno de los miembros del podcast o para Chanel, la invitada especial? You can always comment below or DM us y nosotros respondemos y no, averiguamos and we'll talk about it next episode. And
empieza el show,
moving on to the next segment. This next segment is brought to you by Melvin Joyería. Melvin Joyería is located on the Diamond District. He also has some shops in DR. Él no tiene a Toito brillando, menos a Views y Víctor todavía están esperando su cadena.
Yo quiero que me empiece el cuello a mí.
Víctor lo que le van a buscar una cadena de perro.
El diablo.
I'm waiting on my choker.
It's coming. You can find them on Melvin H, Melvin H NYC on Instagram, melvinh.com. And just hit them up. He got the best prices for whatever you're looking for, diamonds, gold.
Me puedes mandar cadenita, yo la modelo en my OnlyFans, everything, thank you.
Ooh.
Wait, what? ¿Cómo fue?
Que me puedes mandar la cadenita, yo la modelo.
Pero
you got OnlyFans?
No, you're not going to keep...
¿Cuánto tú cobra? ¿Cuánto tú cobra?
He said, OnlyFans?
Yo no cobro, mi tarjeta cobra. 20 al mes.
Enseñando los pies nomás.
¿Cómo que enseñando los pies?
Ya, con eso dijiste todo.
¿Cómo que enseñando los pies?
Te voy a dar 25.
Yo, no, ok.
Yo no enseño los pies.
So... ya que tenemos diferentes categorías de pie al tu OnlyFans, porque Views tiene un OnlyFans de pie nada más.
Ella no me enseñó los pies y se está buscando la funda.
Entonces...
Es verdad, porque sí hay gente que son... Tienen foot fetish.
Ok, so...
Those feet is throwing up gang signs and all.
So, la diferencia... La diferencia...
What type... What content you put up in your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, no.
Dame un sneak peek, un sneak peek.
Y dame detalle, porque te va a conseguir muchos followers, muchos subscribers.
Ay, Dios...
Eso.
¿Qué tú quieres?
X-rated, saber? X-rated content. You put up X-rated shit.
Espérate.
Come on, X-rated. Yeah. It's like a porno page.
Huh? On your page?
Yeah, it's like a porno page.
What is it? Was
it's, like a, it's like a porno page.
Was your OnlyFans?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to verify right now. Porque tú sabes que en este programa nosotros chequeamos aquí, verificamos en el instante live. So,
hay tres, yo subí OnlyFans. Lo voy a revelar. Yeah, son entonces, viejos, no son de ahora.
Entonces, ¿tú te quieres suscribir a de Chanel?
Ahora
de Views, no.
No. Okay.
Yo tú te... no quieres apoyar Views.
¿Qué yo voy a hacer payándome con pie? That doesn't do it for me.
No, es que depende.
Ya Chanel me dijo que la página de ella es como un porno.
Yo la bajo el app ahora mismo.
No voy a hablar mentira, señor.
This thing is going to download the app right now.
Yo ya está bajado.
There's
ya.
No app.
Yo digo la verdad.
There's no app. There's no app. No. So what is it? Just OnlyFans.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yo no hablo mentira, señor. Es el problema que tenemos muchas las mujeres que quieren presentar y... vender algo que no son.
How?
Yo soy high true. Yo digo, oye, yo hago esto y hago lo otro, tendrás seis. ¿Te gusta cogerlo? Si no, goodbye.
So you get $20 per subscription per month?
Yes.
So five people is $100. Do you get $100 in your account?
No, actually, you
they take out like
$4.
Yeah.
Per
so
$100?
I get $16.
Yeah. Per the $20.
So she'll get like $84, some shit like that.
And you get DMs and shit through the app? Through OnlyFans?
Only like requests?
Yeah, like videos requests and stuff like that.
Okay.
Private shows. Yeah.
You can't even say Cash App in that shit, though.
No, you cannot. You cannot text send or... meetups and stuff like that, you cannot.
Or they get Cash App. Don't
porque
know.
Le están jodiendo la
de
vuelta
loquita.
A ellos.
Yeah, porque yo...
Federal. Damn, that's crazy. I would come up with a secret language. Like, yo,
all I do is send my Cash App on it.
Deliver the platanos to the nearest bodega. And here's the address, $.
No, no puedes poner direcciones porque te cortan ahí mismo.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, papi, te cortan. Te cortan de una
That's
vez.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because they make money out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, ¿como cuánto cada uno de ustedes se busca mensual? Promedio, no tienen que decir the exact amount.
Depende, porque having an OnlyFans no es tú poner una foto, eso es más fuerte que un Instagram.
Okay.
Porque fácilmente tú puedes perder tus followers.
Ooh.
Hubo un tiempo cuando, en el tiempo que mi mamá cayó enferma, yo me retiré totalmente, yo no estaba haciendo nada, absolutamente nada, yo lo que estaba era prácticamente cobrando. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo bajé mucho. Estaba en... Porque ellos te ponen por categoría. Yo estaba en categoría 10 y me pusieron en categoría 26.
Wow.
So you lost 16 followers?
No, I lost a little bit more than that. Yeah, but I got them back, though.
How do you promote your OnlyFans? I'm going to
go check right now. Hold on.
I made like
1,000
in like 70s.
Yeah.
Yo soy feet pictures.
Vito, ven a tirarme foto a los pies.
Ahora mismo.
A lo callo.
Jesus, $1,000 in a week? Just feet pictures.
I think just started like four men.
Pero tú cobras weekly. Tú lo pones el pay tuyo es weekly or monthly?
No, I cash out whenever I want.
Well, what kind of OnlyFans you got?
You got the premium account with feet only. You
because
gotta up your
on
level.
Mine,
you could put cash out whenever you want.
No, actually, in mine, right here, it says
fire,
payouts weekly. Mira, dale, aquí, mira, si tú te fijas aquí dice payout weeklies or monthly.
I got manual payout. So, oof. Like, right now, I could, like, cash out.
But that's
out.
What I'm saying. Either you do it weekly or monthly.
I could cash out right now if I wanted to.
My cash, look, my OnlyFans don't do that. Let me see.
And then it says manual payout. So, like, tú lo haces tú mismo.
Eso quiere decir que Vio tiene más
hombres. ¿Cómo tiene que enseñar eso?
Hombres. I got a thing.
Where, mommy? Show me
that. We was learning about cat OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. Us four, we should
do
OnlyFans.
You got to show me so I can see.
Ah, no están interesados los hombres.
Habla. Ellos están enseñando.
We should do, yo, daddy. We should do OnlyFans, los cuatro de nosotros.
Oh, no, I do weekly.
Coño.
Espérate, que ya están enseñando página, va a ser capa una foto.
Sorry, repite la pregunta, mi amor, se me fue el avión.
No, yo estaba diciendo que los cuatro de nosotros, los hombres, vamos a hacer un OnlyFans that we split the pot. We take pictures of our feet.
Mándame una foto del huevo tuyo, yo la subo como que es mía.
Y él cobra.
What do you want, us to put up four different cockpits?
No, nigga, I'm talking about like
sword
feet
fight?
And shit. No,
sword
fight. I'm talking about like the feet and shit. You don't have to.
What do you mean? We all got to take pictures of our dicks
feet
together.
Feet and put it up, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So you get like a 1099 W-2 from OnlyFans?
No, like mine is like.
How do you claim those taxes on OnlyFans? Yeah.
What you mean, taxes?
Oh, my God, presa.
I'm Diablo, presa.
What you mean, taxes?
No, you fill out a form.
Yeah.
You have to fill out a form. And, like, let's say I already started it and I didn't fill out the form, the money would stay there pending.
So, tax season, para tu llenar los taxes, tú tienes que llevar la cuenta tuya del OnlyFans to the accountant. Like, yo, mira, eso fue lo que yo subí. Eso fue lo que yo cobré.
Ellos lo tienen todo registrado.
Yeah. Because it's already
on it. What's the weirdest request you guys have received?
Well,
let's start with Chanel.
I would not say weird. I would say no, something normal. No, okay, yo piden video. Oh, yo quiero un video tú jugando con what a toy. Or I want to see you with another girl. Things like that. Entonces, la vaina es de la siguiente. Yo enseño hasta donde... Yo enseño hasta, tú sabes. Ahora, tú quieres un video like OD crazy. It's not going to be no... $20 a month thing is going to be more.
Yeah,
I heard they put a limit, though. You can't charge more than, like, they put a limit to how much you could charge.
No, son de que 50.
No, mi amor. Que,
no,
que
you
50.
Don't have no limit.
No.
50 por mes.
You don't have no limit.
No, you don't have no limit.
But you know what's crazy? Like, the weird shit I got was somebody saying, yo, can you send a video of you tickling your feet?
What? Repeat. What?
Tickling yourself?
Tickling my feet. Like, he was like, oh, are your feet ticklish? And I was like, yeah, but. He was like, can you send me a video? Like
did you send it?
No, because I can't show myself.
What do you mean?
I said no.
That's where you draw the line, tickling your feet? Chanel sticking bananas up her ass. And
yeah.
Chanel, you be doing that?
It's on my Instagram.
She puts on her stories.
I put it on my stories.
Bananas, bottles.
Exactly.
Todo lo que haya. Todo lo que tengo una punta.
Wow.
Now, do you...
agarro con la nalga, pero I swallow with
I have a friend, right?
Whoa.
That she, ¿cómo? Wait, what? I missed that.
¿Tú tienes un amigo qué? Repite.
No, lo que tú dijiste. No. Lo que tú dijiste.
El amigo tuyo.
Lo que tú dijiste.
Yo, that was crazy.
What she
said? El amigo tuyo.
She said que ella lo agarra con la nalga, pero she swallowed.
Que yo agarro cosas con la nalga y la I swallow with my mouth.
Eso es normal.
Eso es normal.
Eso es normal.
Mujeres dicen que no, que yo trago.
You gotta swallow. That's protein.
Wow.
Right. No, no tragar de que tragar, sino
excited.
Like deep throwing. That's
oh,
what I'm
deep.
To say.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Tragártelo.
No.
Deep throw.
Gárgola.
Nah, that's.
Gárgola, Dari. Coño.
Ahógate.
El lagrimerío,
Oh my God.
El lagrimerío.
Let me ask. So I have a friend, right? She has OnlyFans, and she's pretty popping. Mm-hmm. She's popping on OnlyFans and she's popping on Instagram. So one of her videos or a few of her videos like leaked out. Like I guess somebody screen recorded it or something.
Yeah,
and then posted it somewhere else. Like and then she's popping. So a lot of guys were hitting her up. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, how much for a night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how much would it be to take you out and mm-hmm. then take you to a hotel after?
Y ella muy decente dice que no.
And then she went on Instagram and she had a breakdown. Like, she was crying on her story. Like,
aww.
Yo, just because I do an OnlyFans, I'm a sexual worker. Sexual workers deserve all the respect in the world.
Of course they do.
I find, yes, yeah. I agree
they
with that
to,
100%.
Totally right.
But then she started offending everybody. Like, yo, I have OnlyFans. That doesn't make me a hoe, which is true.
It's true.
I agree 100%. And then she said, just because I fuck random guys on my videos doesn't mean I'm going to fuck every single person that asks me to fuck.
Juana,
She said, just because I fuck different guys for my OnlyFans, I consider that a job. Doesn't mean I'm going to fuck every guy that comes to me wanting to fuck me. Like, she finds it disrespectful that she goes to the street and guys approach her some type of way because of her OnlyFans.
But that's what she's showing.
She shouldn't get upset about that. I personally.
She should, because it's her right. She's a human.
She should, but she shouldn't. She should, because it went out in public.
Mm-hmm. But not even out in public. She promotes her OnlyFans and like she'll be promoting the videos, but she just puts like stickers over the parts.
Right.
So my question is, if you feel that way, you know that was a risk of having an OnlyFans and putting yourself out there, fucking sucking dick.
Why do you get offended when people ask?
You shouldn't get offended one more time, because we had that conversation.
Okay, so I'm a sexual worker.
We had that conversation the other day talking about, remember that, about when the girls was taking a picture of their bodies. Y cuando un hombre le responde, diablo, que nago, yo, you got a nice ass, whatever. They can't get offended with that, because you're exposing it. You feel me? It's the same thing as OnlyFans. Like, yo, you throwing it out there. A regular nigga just trying to have a good time.
That's it.
Y él quiere pagar.
Y tú sabes.
And he wants to pay.
Él quiere pagar. Dime, mi amor, ¿qué es lo que vamos a hacer esto? That's
Tickle
it.
My feet on that long.
You shouldn't get tight. Like,
I personally feel like you shouldn't be mad. Because eso es lo que tú estás poniendo.
Eso es lo que tú estás vendiendo. Yo no me voy a ofender.
It's like me saying, oh, I'm going to sell weed, and then somebody comes to me like, yo, how much you want for 5 pounds? Nah, I only sell two.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I thought we had that. Yeah, we said that already. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Okay. No, but now we have a real, because she only sells cicote pics. So I wanted to ask somebody who actually does, like, you know.
Tú me
like,
entiendes. Yo no me puedo ofender si alguien, por ejemplo, me ve en la calle y me dice, oh my God, tú eres la tipa del video. Digo, sí
lo quiere ver.
Soy yo, lo quiere ver. Dame 25 al mes.
Dame 25 al mes. No.
Sign up right now,
was,
nigga.
Was your OnlyFans, just in case, like, people want to.
Sugarlips 22.
Hey, diablo, coño, hasta el nombre suena. Y el tuyo, Dirty Fee 100.
No, my Instagram name. Sugarlips
22.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, pues, David. This next segment is actually brought to you guys by the Instagram followers. You know, sometimes I ask questions like, you know, does anybody out there has any advice for us? Like, do you guys want us to give you advice on anything? Pásame el celular, Víctor, pa yo buscar lo bien que mandaron. And this is what some of you guys asked me. Yes, I know que me salió.
¿Sala mía esa?
I think so.
¿A dónde?
Is there like, because on my Instagram, like females sometimes be DMing me like, yo, use this for a free subscription. Is that a thing? Like, there's codes you can give out.
Ni por el diablo, por 20 pesos al mes. Te vas a suscribir de gratis o vas a tener promoción. Yo no promo nada. Te vas a pagar su dinero normal todos los meses.
You could.
De que 5 pesos por video. Tú estás loca, tipa. De si respeta. I want promos, guy. $5 for like a month. ¿Cómo que $5 for like a month? It's even less that we showing that much for that amount of money. Porque es el cuerpo de uno que uno enseña. Tú no, tú enseñas los pies.
$13.99
for my feet.
$13.99. That's good.
Está bueno, por los pies está bueno.
Tú
me entiendes.
A dollar
or two. When I first started, I had it like $17.99. And then I was like, nah, because it's only feet. I'm not going to make niggas feel bad. Because, dang, I lost $20 today.
When you going to upgrade to your fingernails?
I don't know. Because I be putting them sometimes when I do my nails, my feet, I just put.
Would this be, I'm going to give you a tip, but you're going to have to split it. No, it doesn't have to be your face. It has nothing crazy. You grab like bananas and cucumbers and eggplants.
And hold it with my feet.
And you, muchacha, shit like that.
Or like somebody would not, you know, que te ponga, te besa los pies.
Yeah.
Like kiss your feet, lick your toes.
Ahí está, Yula.
When you in that whipped cream, I see.
You're gonna suck whipped cream off her toes, Jula.
Oh, I hate feet, bro.
Come on.
I did.
Eso dice, ahorita la tiene.
No, I'm telling
later
you.
Later, we watching one of you's videos on OnlyFans and we see Jula's beard coming out.
Yeah, she'd have read it.
Nigga, you like that, baby? You like that?
Nah, bro.
Does it tickle?
Nah, I hate. Oye, los pies, for me, I find that shit so disgusting.
He said when he fucks.
It depends.
He said when he fucks his girls, he puts socks on his.
Yula, cuando Yula se baña, ni se enjuaga los pies para no verlo, ni para tocarlo.
I do. But it's just like, I hate seeing feet. Like, it's nasty.
Like, bueno, me. No, go to my OnlyFans, you're not going to see no fee.
Oof.
I got you.
He already has the money.
If I sign up for your OnlyFans right now, yes. What's the first video I'm going to see or picture? Can you give us a description?
Subscribe and you will see.
No. See? No, I need just a little visual.
Just know that black things make me happy. That's it.
Wow.
Hey,
I'm out of the picture.
Aquí estamos todos cualificados. Tú ves, enseñale esa foto a Vito y a Yula.
No.
Show is on Instagram. It's, everybody can see it.
No, they, not everybody. Only people that follows her.
Your page is private?
Yes.
Yes.
Diablo loco, pero tú no lo sabías.
No, I follow you.
Ah, for real, yeah, I forgot.
It is private.
Show them that picture with
pero
her with the banana.
What picture?
The one where you have the banana between
she's
your ass.
She's liking what she sees. That's quieto.
Pero déjala que me disfrute.
Y después que vean ellos.
Exactamente.
Cuidado que Dios le robó una mujer a Vito un día.
So what do you enjoy with the movie?
We can't talk about it because,
okay,
you know.
Está like, bien. I don't wanna, si yo se la robo. ¿Cuál es la foto? Pero ella no tiene nadie aquí para yo robársela de nadie. Can I see?
You saw it, baby, right? Look.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got my page, so you can see it.
I know what you mean.
Hello.
That's the reason why I don't post my kid, and when I do it on my story because they don't last longer, so I don't really have my family on it like that because I know what I'll be doing, you know, like promoting myself and, you know, showing myself like that.
Have you ever gotten negative comments?
You see that?
All the time.
That
all the time.
Arch is fire.
You see that
all the
arch?
Time. But I don't really.
What kind of comments have you gotten negative, like of people that don't support your craft?
Suck my dick.
Basically. You know, different things. Like, oh, you a mother. What you doing that? And I'm like, do
nigga,
you pay
you
your
pay
rent?
My bills.
Do you pay your rent?
I saw a story. Was it a story post of yours? Con una coba, like
I was sweeping the money.
Sweeping
yeah.
money. Was that OnlyFans money?
No, actually.
That you withdrew?
No, espérate, don't answer that. Ella me sigue enseñando fotos y...
Oh, tú no querías ver la foto, I'm
no,
sorry,
yo,
mi amor.
No, yo, mi amor, pero yo me estoy poniendo aquí Exari.
¡Ey, yo!
Tengo
guys,
yo tengo,
for
yo
the
tengo
people listening,
aquí.
Ustedes saben,
no
tengo visto aquí.
Ustedes saben que Yula siempre sale con lo raro, ¿no, verdad? So he just said that as Victor le estaba dando la espalda.
Aquí están en low motion.
And he's sitting
ay,
next
Dios
to Victor.
Mío.
I've seen that live. So.
Wow.
I've
seen that live. So
today's Yula sitting behind the table producing with Vic.
Y él está produciendo otra vaina.
And he just said that he's excited. So cuidado si se comienza a pajear ahí al lado de Victor.
Asha now that she's showing me exotic pictures.
Hey, yeah. Oh.
So cuál fue la pregunta que
no, that
aire?
I saw you.
Dime, mi amor.
Sweeping money, which was like, oh shit, like she got it like that.
I was seeing splash.
Jesus Christ.
No, actually, eso fue un bachelor party que. Yo no sabía, un amigo mío me dijo a mí, oye, ¿tú quieres un bachelor party? Ok, está bien, pero que yo no sabía que las personas que iban a estar ahí son gente que yo conozco de Sin City, cuando yo trabajaba en Sin City.
You used to work at Sin City?
Sí.
With Cardi B and shit over there?
Yes, I did. I got to work with her. She's very cool.
Oh!
I don't talk much because if I do, they're going to be like, oh, you are a kiss ass.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. I don't.
Y la morena esta que she's in the art now.
¿Cuál?
¿Cómo que se llama?
¿Cuál? Hay muchas morenas.
¿Sin Santana?
No, una morena que
she's... Amara la negra.
Trabajé con Anaya Lee también.
Amara la negra.
No. Que she has a salon now. Allá.
Ah, yo trabajaba con Candy Flow.
Candy Flow.
Trabajé con Candy Flow también. Sí, trabajé con esas mujeres.
Damn,
sí.
Shout out, rest in peace, Sin City, yo, damn. A staple, a monument, a historic.
Yo paso por ese building y yo, every time I pass by, yo nada más, yo sigo driving y nada más me quedo mirando, yeah. Contemplando, like, wow.
De que go-go girl.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
A las 12 del día comiendo chicken wing ahí.
Sí, pues sí, mi amor. No, eso fue un bachelor party y había más mujeres ahí. Pensaban que un grupo de 5 iba a poder conmigo y lamentablemente la única que salió ahí sweeping money was me.
Wow.
But what you guys do, just dance?
Yo te voy a decir
or show algo. Your OnlyFans on a projector?
No, yo te voy a decir. No, yo te voy a decir algo. Yo digo la verdad, mira. Si es un bachelor party, you know, for a family and stuff like that, tú sabes, yo bailo en mi stripper outfit, whatever, do my show, tan.
You show nipples and shit when you dance?
Well, in the club or outside?
Wherever.
Ah, no. Si yo hago un private show, por ejemplo, yo y Daddy, que él me paga a mí para un private show, él y yo estamos solo, whatever, whatever, I get completely naked.
Wait, okay, boy. Wait
a minute. I get in my tongue,
hold
you
on.
Know?
Okay. So you do parties where it's only one guy que te invita?
Yes.
That's a private party. So I'm like, yo, yes. Mami, estoy en mi apartamento. There's the address. Pull up for a private show.
Yeah, but for that, you gotta send me a deposit. And don't believe that I'm by myself, because I got people with me.
Of course.
And I have somebody always with me in my purse. So, yeah, it's
you
not
better,
like I'm
you
by
better,
because,
yo, it's rough out there.
It's too
it's
much.
Dangerous. You guys go through a lot. So, ustedes pueden cobrar hasta $100. Se lo merecen. This next segment, guys, is brought to you by Flushy's King. Flushy's King. _NYC on Instagram. Shout out Gene. A lot of you guys know Gene. He's been around the community and helping the community. Last year, he was giving out a lot of book bags and stuff. Shout out to Flushy's King. You know, se está poniendo un poquito frito, así que para calentarse, if you know what I'm talking about, su Flushy's King a cuarta.
Oof.
Thank you, Flushy's King, NYC, for always holding us down.
Oh,
and for
rico.
Supporting us. Yeah, we're about to taste him right now. I think he's outside, right?
My friend, venga para adentro, que tengo
he's on his way, so we're going to be sipping on some Flushy's King.
¿Se le puede hacer algo?
¿A so, quién?
¿A quién?
A Julie.
Sugar Lips.
No, pero ¿qué, muchacha? Estamos, no le dé promo a quién, ¿no?
¿A quién? ¿A Sugar Lips?
No, ella sí.
¿Y cuál es el que va? ¿Qué
¿Cómo que no le den promo?
No, a ella sí, pero a una amiguita no. She was about to shout out
una Sugar Lips es una amiga del show, así que por favor, denle para allá, para OnlyFans.
Es diferente.
¿Ustedes quieren ver toda la forma de cómo se usa un guineo? Vayan para allá.
Cómo se come y cómo se pone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No me mira así, mi amor.
Pero es que así que yo miro, bebé.
No me mira así porque...
Tú todavía no sabes cómo yo miro.
Oh, Julo.
Yo quiero saber.
Tú todavía no sabes cómo yo.
Yo
pues Julio se va a meter en algo que ni va a poder controlar.
Yo te voy a decir una
que
vaina.
Me controle,
I don't think you'll be able to handle.
It's all right. You know why I say it's all right? Because she could show me things that I probably don't know.
Nah, she's not here to be teaching shit.
No, señora, yo no estoy para enseñar, pues para eso yo tengo una escuela.
Claro.
Yo te voy a decir una vaina.
Yo lo que tengo en Instagram.
I'm do my best in my capacity.
Yo te voy a decir una vaina. Te van a hacer hombre.
Por primera vez.
Por primera vez.
Más hombre de lo que soy, coño.
Los dedos de los pies te van a hacer así.
No. Chanel,
¿you single? Te van a agarrar la sábana con los dedos.
Permiso. Chanel, ¿you single?
Ay, baby.
Sí, ella singa, sí.
No, te creas. Ese problema que... Mira, ¿sabes qué? Mamá me dice ese mismo chiste, desgraciado.
Dice, tú, you single? Yes, yo single.
That's the oldest Dominican.
No, señora, yo estoy soltera. Me gustaría conocer a alguien. De verdad que sí, estoy soltera.
Vamos a ayudarte.
Yo, Julio...
Dice, vamos a ayudarte.
Julio se la vio los labios. Dani go like, single.
Yo, no
yo, I just peeped you right now, my nigga. Like,
yo no estoy para eso. Pa. No.
Was your type of guy? Let's see if we can find somebody for you.
She told you.
¿Sabes algo? Mi preferencia son los
espérate.
Not short niggas.
Pero she said it. Le gustan las cosas negras.
A mí me gustan los hombres oscuritos.
That's what I said. We're all disqualified.
She like caramelo.
Pero mírate el color tuyo, el color de Dare. ¿Qué estás buscando? ¿Una vaina así?
No.
Azul de metileno.
No, amor. Ella no me mencionó. Yo soy blanco.
Pero que tú sabes.
Es que nadie te está mencionando para que tú te estés incluyendo, coño. Tú quieres estar en todita.
Coño, views, my nigga. What the fuck?
Yo fue lo que tú le hiciste a esa niña?
Julia, I'm ask for you right now.
Mi primera vez aquí es guerra que veo. ¿Qué pasa?
I'm going to help my boy Julia out to see if he's even, like, worth a shot. The size matter, Chanel.
Sí.
¿Qué?
The size matter, el size del huevo, te importa. Like, si tú abres y no es lo que tú esperabas, tú te vas.
Eso es mentira, porque te voy a decir algo.
Dile
a sinceridad como mujer. Yo he estado con hombres que son bien proportion y yo le digo, ¿y qué fue?
¡No hiciste nada!
Con tanta vaina, para dejarme. O sea que... Y me he encontrado cosas normales que yo digo, coño, vamos para el otro, que ya estoy preparado para ti.
Pero que el tamaño
no.
De que cuando un hombre dice, no, de que no.
I think Julia's good then. Julia, you still got a shot.
you may have a shot.
I think Julia's
tú me entiendes,
there.
Porque... Tú me ves, la gente me confunde.
Rafisi.
No, déjame decirte, la gente me confunde.
Si Rafisi estuviera aquí hace años que estuviera casado.
Espérate, la gente me confunde.
You like midgets?
Would
you give a midget a shot? Cuidado, que viene la semana que viene.
Es que no sé, porque es como tú te sientas con la persona. Yo puedo Rafizi. Decir que no, y yo Rafizi, lo puedo conocer.
If you listen to this, come next week. I got
¿Pero
you.
Cuál Rafizi?
Rafizi, Rafizi.
Ay, a mí me encanta eso. ¡Ah! A mí me encanta eso.
She was on
We have a date. We have a date.
We got the
Yo, I will pay to film that. You see how Alofoque is doing Alofoque novelas?
Yeah. A mí me encanta. Me gusta.
Okay.
Me gusta su forma.
If, okay, so if we set
otro,
up a date.
¿Cómo que se llama? Me va a matar el nombre. Se me
43 Giant?
No, ¿qué pasa? No, no, Miguel. Miguel es mi pana. Miguel. No, el otro, el que estaba en el video, se me olvidó el nombre.
Junior.
Junior. Me encanta Junior.
Ese hombre está casado con su hijo y su vaina.
Yo dije que me encanta como persona, fíjese.
Oh, por si acaso.
Ok, no, mi amor. All
right, so I think here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to set you guys up on a date. Okay. And we're going to have cameras follow you. We're going to set up. I'm going to hit you. Nah, for real.
We're going to have bitch film 13.
Shut the fuck up.
Listen, this is size matters, right?
Yo, he said that shit with his chest.
She said size doesn't matter.
No, let me tell you something. If you don't know how to fuck, it doesn't matter. It does matter it to does, you.
Yeah.
If you don't know how, I'm talking to the female.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Not to the guy.
Oof.
I'm talking to the female. If you don't know how to fuck,
oh Jesus,
of course they sigh. Exactly. Fuck, period. Rise, suck, everything. It doesn't matter. Of course, el sai siempre.
Okay.
Siempre. Tú vas a decir, ay, claro, porque...
So, question. Does it matter after you have a kid?
Yeah.
Does size matter after you have a kid?
¿Y qué tiene que ver?
I'm just saying, somebody said that. Sorry.
¿Qué tiene que ver mi ovario con yo? ¿Qué tiene que ver
okay,
un
so
hijo?
Let's say, so, let's say, boom, his shit's a real shrimp,
so
right?
Boom.
And then when it gets... Like, hard.
Pero habla bien.
Háblame
habla
claro,
bien.
Mi amor, porque va
a so basically, you know, after you have a kid, you still like,
que
you're a little bit opened up because you...
Bueno, mi amor, yo tuve...
Cierra.
Oye, te voy a decir una cosa. Yo siempre he sido cerrada y tuve cesárea.
They set you up, right?
Oye, siempre he sido cerrada y tuve cesárea. O sea que nada sale, solo entra.
Oof.
Nada.
I think you made your mad views. Yeah.
Nada.
I've never seen views so nervous like this
before. Nah, I get nervous, but I never had a... Nah.
I got goosebumps.
Nah. Hold on. I never had a kid, so I wouldn't know how that shit felt.
No, mi amor, yo tengo una hija de 8 años y yo tuve mi hija por cesárea. Yo no tuve mi hija natural. Además...
Natural is different.
Es diferente. No, pero hay algo que te voy a decir. El doctor te puede coser porque aparte que tuve mi cesárea, yo le dije a mi doctor que me hiciera un regalito. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Ese doctor
es mi doctor es colombiano, pero encima de eso es que hay trucos para mantener tu vagina tight.
Dame uno.
Yeah, but sometimes like...
Que tú no tienes vagina.
Yo voy a hacer un libro.
There's females that like, you know, even if they teach it up, they lose a little bit.
No, señores, oye lo que le voy a decir. El rapaz a un tigre todos los días, simple y llanamente por decir yo me acosté con él, eso te jode la polla. ¿Tú me entiendes? Por eso es que mucha gente a mí me ven, no es la verdad.
Sí, no,
yo te voy a decir algo, no fuera de relajo, escuchen esto. Mucha gente a mí me ven y ve mi OnlyFans, dice, no, esta tipa rapa más que todos los días. No, mi amor, yo no, mi corazón. Yo tengo un cementerio.
Yo tengo un cementerio.
Yo no he rapado en un tiempo largo. ¿Tú me entiendes? Pero van a mi página y ven como yo me tiro al aire. Dirán, no, esta tipa tiene un tigre todos los días. No, mi corazón, tú revisas mi teléfono. Yo puedo dormir con mi teléfono así.
Déjame ver. Póngale la clave.
Ya, míralo ahí.
Vete para la foto.
Ni clave tiene.
Ay, no, ya.
Damn, Yula.
Se chivatearon.
Yula está
Yula no se ayuda a él ni ayuda a los amigos.
Y hay muchas cosas. Mira, existen los óvulos.
What that mean?
Es muy bueno. Los óvulos, los cromo, I don't know.
Anal beads?
No, anal. ¿Cómo estamos hablando de anal? Es por la popa que se va. Después de la menstruación es muy bueno, usted se limpia, se mete un óvulo, que eso ayuda a las paredes vaginales.
Like a drone.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Like a what?
A drone.
Como que like a drone. It's like this small, looks like a small
it's
egg.
Like a, it's like a
es
little
óvulo,
pill.
Se llama cromo que sea algo. Tiene vitamina, te ayuda con tus paredes musculares de la vagina y te ayuda, tú sabes,
to get that little grip.
Right. Y hay otros ejercicios, hay muchas cosas que...
Yo,
oye, hay muchas cosas que tú puedes hacer.
Se está agarrando la boca.
Mira, oye, no, déjame decirte una cosa. Oye, mira, déjame decirte algo. La gente dice, ah, el coco mordán, que el coco mordán. Déjame enseñarte algo. La vecina mía, cuando yo tenía 14 años, ella me enseñó eso.
Wait, huh?
Cuando yo tenía 14 años.
Atención, la cosa departamento de servicios.
Se me cae el agua. La cosa del coco moldán. Y es lo más fácil del mundo y tú lo puedes practicar. Hasta sentada tú ahora mismo lo puedes practicar. Eso está, es, tú aprende. Suelta, agarra la pipí, suelta y agarra la pipí. Ah, bien, todo el mundo dice, oh, oh. Pero cuando tú se lo haces a un hombre, la sensación ya dice.
Yo me voy a ir.
No te vayas, no te vayas, ven, ven.
Yo.
This is my favorite episode.
Yeah, I know, I was going to say that. This is the best one out of all of them.
Tú sabes, you know what? I'm not even going to be like that, but I'm going to throw it out there. I can take a condom with my pussy.
You, what?
I can take a condom with my pussy. That's my grip. And I put money on the table. I put money on the table. On some real shit. Yo voy a mí.
I got $5, nigga.
Yo voy a ti.
I'm telling you, it's
no,
that
yo
grip.
Voy a mí. I take
yo.
It out.
Yo.
Wait.
Wow.
That's a fact.
How?
We're going to find out.
I don't know what to say. Like,
well,
speechless.
I don't know if every woman
that's
has that grip.
That's a trap. I wouldn't trust you.
Let me find out.
Why? That's a trap. How?
Well, you trap me. Like, how you take off my condom and I don't know. I feel bad, lady.
No. It's not like I'm going to take it off like that. Like, if it's, you be like, whatever. Like, I'll be like, all right, you sure? So I grip it and I just take go it. Like this and I take it out.
Yeah, because it,
but
like,
you're going to be done.
You could make, it's like a muscle that your vagina.
Es una pared muscular, mi amor.
So like, not.
Si yo no te respetara tanto, te enseñara, pero no. Te demasiado.
No me respete.
Te quiero mucho también.
No me, mi amor, tú me respete. No me respete, yo soy un sus.
También. Coño. Te quiero y te respeto a todos los que están aquí.
Coño.
Es su coro.
It's a grip that females have.
¿Me entiendes?
It's like
yo
a muscle.
Exacto.
Y si lo sabes usar, mucho mejor. Por lo menos, gracias a Dios, yo ese es el mío.
Yo cuando tenga la mujer mía, yo te la voy a llevar para que te lo enseñe.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do not know what you're saying.
You got a boot camp?
I guess your girl ain't fucking
what?
Right.
You got a boot camp where you can show girls? You got
a boot camp? No, mi amor, no tengo.
Es que esa mujer no está para enseñarle a nadie.
No,
es
que cuando yo tenga la mujer mía, yo la voy a llevar para donde ella, para que le enseñe esos trucos.
No, pero que eso son cosas fáciles. No hay que enseñarle, eso se habla.
You could do it right now too, Jula, as you're sitting there.
Eso, imagínate que tú estás trañido. Apriete el suelo, apriete el suelo.
Parando mojón.
It's okay. So, since you do those tricks, right, I assume the guy doesn't last as long as he would normal with normal tricks. Okay, so
esa risa. Esa risa.
So, I know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Sometimes girls be doing some shit that just, like, you can't control it.
Tú sabes que yo he tenido la mala suerte cuando yo hago cosas así.
Se vienen rápido.
No porque se vengan rápido, sino que se van. Se asustan.
What do you mean?
Because they can handle it.
What? Diablo.
Hay hombres que se asustan. Hay hombres que tú lo agarras y tú le haces, tú sabes, tú lo tratas bien sexualmente y se asustan. Mm-hmm. Porque dirán, che, yo pensé que yo te iba a hacer a ti. Tú viniste y me hiciste a mí. Como que se asustan.
Oh, tú lo cingaste a él, no te cingó a ti. Like, no, bitch, nigga, I fucked
like
you.
Like, ella lo agarra contra la pared. Ella para y el tigre con la
pierna.
No, así
no, no, así no. Pero que ellos se asustan porque ellos no están esperando eso. Porque ven una mujer de mi tamaño, no van a pensar que yo puedo ser tan flexible. Por ejemplo,
flexible también.
Yo me despatillo y toda
pero
la cosa.
Pero muchacha.
Hey. I do display and everything. So, el que me ve a mí dice, ah, no, esta tipa es como una madera. No, mi amor, yo no soy una madera.
Okay.
Yo soy un chicle.
So, on top of that, you be... You
I put
be...
my leg up, all of that.
Ooh.
Can I see something? A preview?
Of course.
Nigga, you gotta pay
I can
up.
Put my leg up right now.
Yes. Yeah. After the show.
No, I can put it right now.
No. Put it up right now so the listeners could, like, visualize it. By the listeners, I mean me.
That will
so
be you.
Is a quick nut, like, ustedes perdonan a quick nut? Like, the first one.
Picante gang.
Like,
yo
the first nut,
claro
do y'all let it
sí.
go and be like, ah, there's a second round coming? Or it's like.
It depends.
Okay, tú como una mujer profesional, una mujer madura que sabe.
No me digas vieja.
No te estoy diciendo vieja, mi amor. Tú no eres una vieja. Yo
okay.
Dame sentarme, espera.
So right now in the studio.
Diablazo.
Is my phone over there?
Que
Jesus
tú,
Christ. Man. Hold on. All right, so guys, in the studio right now, we have Miss Sugar Lips Chanel. She is doing a split, standing up, and her, Jesus.
You could do it here, dale.
All right, guys. So this has been
ay, Dios mío,
the
señor.
Best episode we have had because this lady is doing a split on the table right now in front of me. Se está despatillando. I see it all. I see it all.
Jesus.
I see it all. Oh, Lord. Ojalá y nosotros estuviéramos haciendo videos. Súbete que esa mesa no... Oh, my God. Mira, okay, es verdad. Es verdad. Así que pop.
Estamos
dando clase aquí. So now she has the arch show. She is known as the arch queen here, ladies and gentlemen. She has blessed our table. I don't think this table has seen as much.
Lift your leg up. Lift that leg up.
Ya, 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 ok.
Oye, si limpian esa mesa ahí, no. Más nunca esa vuelvo.
Sagrada, vamos a tener problemas. Vamos a tener problemas.
Hey, Ander, Diane. Yo, what do you have to say about that?
I don't know, but do not clean that fucking table.
When I first.
Entonces, eso es lo que la gente me ve grande y dice, no, esta tipo una huevona. Grande. No, mi amor. No.
Mi gente, le estoy diciendo ahora mismo. Váyase para el OnlyFans de ella ahora mismo. Se merece todo lo que ella está pidiendo.
Yo,
you guys,
I'll
we
pay
have
for
witnessed.
It too. I'm yes.
Si tú hubieras visto lo que yo vi por aquí atrás, tú hubieras pagado eso a OnlyFans.
Esto es una rayita, una vaina.
Una vainita ahí, tú sabes. No.
Yeah. Julio salvó ese video.
Yo tengo panty.
He's gonna watch that shit all night today.
Yo tengo mi amor, yo tengo panty. Yo tengo mi buena sexy Victoria's Secret underwear. So.
Yo lo vi.
Sé que tú lo viste.
Yo no se va a hacer pile para ahora mismo.
Yo sé que tú lo viste. Es para que tú lo vieras.
Yo, ahora vienen los slushies. Ahora es que verdad.
Señores, cuando yo empecé este show, cuando nosotros empezamos este show, yo no sabía que esto era lo que nosotros íbamos a parar.
Yo vine a janguear. No pensé que me iban a sentar aquí.
I don't know if we was like doing the video part.
Is this recording like
the video? I don't think so. Only audio.
Damn, bro.
Only audio. And it's fine porque hubieran tumbado. Hubieran tumbado ese video. Yo, you missed it.
Oh,
ella se quitó la ropa y se despatilló.
Yo, I'ma tell you right now. ¿Tú hubieras visto eso y tú hubieras votado a la novia tuya hoy?
No, nunca. No.
Ay, no, no tampoco así.
Por eso que la daña.
Never. más respeto, por favor.
Víctor es muy fiel. Víctor, es una pareja bonita.
My God. Oye, estamos anonadados.
All right.
Anonadados. Dale. Representante mío, dale. Y Mr. Nueva York. Esas contrataciones.
So this has been a very eventful podcast. I think we're in like 2 hours already. Can you check for me?
How long?
7 o'clock. 7:05.
No, how long have we been?
An hour 14.
I think we're going to have to cut it there because I had a segment. We were trying to give advice to our followers. Pero con el show privado que se armó aquí adentro, I think we're going to have to.
No, I think maybe we could do 5 minutes.
No, because you know that always takes like 30, 40 minutes. Because si nosotros vamos a dar un consejo, tenemos que dar bien, no jorado. So we'll leave it for the next episode. Yo,
estoy empezando en esa ciudad, no te mates, pero mátate.
Yo, we had a lot of shit to talk about today y no pasó
and
nada.
And we couldn't. And
nada de lo que planeamos. Yo, everything I wrote down.
Se acabó el show.
It's all right. You know why? You know
se acabó.
La cosa que no son planeadas son
se dan mejor.
Se dan
and
mejor.
This has been my favorite episode thus far. No. You have been, que no se sientan mal ninguno, my favorite guest.
Oh, thank you guys.
So my, much so that too. If you want to come and be a part of the show next week, you
of
can.
Of course. Oh, shit. Yo sé dónde tengo que venir.
Look who's calling.
Anne Hathaway. A Dari la está llamando una actriz de Hollywood. Anne Hathaway.
Who the hell is that?
What kind of scammer? You going to pick up and like, hello? Should
I?
Pick it up. I'll pick it up.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hello? Oh, she hanged up.
Click.
She said it's 950.
You're like, no, esa fue dominicano. It's not the person. Wrong number. Imagine it was really her.
Yo, and it's from Cali.
Imagine it's the wrong number and she tried calling the call her back.
Yeah, let's do that.
Call her back. All okay. Right. So there's a number that called Dari called Anne Hathaway. We're gonna call back and see if it's the Anne Hathaway real quick before we close out the show.
It would be funny.
Ay, ¿cuáles son esos? Yo quiero Juan.
Hey.
A mí me gusta la leche. Pero ¿cuál es ese? Hennessy.
Hey, morning.
No, yes. I don't want no Hennessy.
Yeah, no, you call. Oh.
You don't mandan lo.
Listen, it was a wrong
number. I don't
number.
Know what flavor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was a wrong number. It wasn't Anne Hathaway.
Era un tal Barney.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Sugar Lips.
Hey, guys,
Sugar
thank
Lips.
You for
thank
having
you
me. Love
thank
ya.
You very much for coming. Again, if you want to come next week,
I'm
going to
be here
show,
next week. I will.
Shout out to Jula's World, DJ Dari Uno, Views the God, Views from Mami, Victor Liz, and Mr. Novayol. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure you guys are listening to the show.
No Hennessy.
So whoever screenshots themselves or screenshots the screen of them listening to this podcast, I will repost on my page and I will repost on the podcast page. So again, please screenshot you listening to this podcast and I will repost you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the support. See you next week.
Espérate, espérate también. También, señores, también. Desen un apoyo, pásense por mi SoundCloud. que vamos a hacer una vainita, porque también este tigre y yo tenemos un par de vainas en ese San Claudio también.
Claro. Nosotros tenemos un par de mezcla on fire.
Y también tenemos un par de shows que hemos hecho también. También. ¿Recuerda? So, go listen to that, people. Come on. Apoyen, coño. No asaren tanto.
Ustedes nomás se van a promocionar el OnlyFans. Que promocionando, follow me también, Julius World, que we gonna start delivering.
Oh, that's the only
señores,
fan.
Señores, mande la gente que son dueños de la jewelry store, que manden mi cadenita y la vaina que yo la pongo.
Uff. Ya.
Yo hago promos gratis.
Ya, ahí se acabó, ya.
Have a good afternoon, oh my God.
I know speaking English, I know say English. Si me dice